gathered together to be maspid, our grace Rebbe, our Gaon Reb Chaya, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. For the last 31 years, almost, he'd been a Rav. But for us, he was our Rosh Hashiva, he was our Rebbe. He laid down for us the Yesoidus, together with the other Rosh Hashiva in Yeshiva, the Yesoidus of our Gersa de Yankasa. The one's early years in Yeshiva, first years in Yeshiva, they are the Yesoidus. And everything which one achieves later cannot be achieved without these Yesoidus. It ain't Yesod, ain't Binyan. A Rebbe teaches Torah, he inspires, he motivates. All this and more we had from our grace Rebbe. Gemara says in Shabbos, Oma Rav Reb Shmuel Bar Shila, Achim behespeda dehosom ka'imda, make a warm hesped, because I will be there. Rashi says, Be ma'ir the oilam, they should cry. People, you should hear a hesped, they should cry. And the Mefoshim asked Akasha, Rabbi Aaron asked Akasha, what did Rav want? And if you, they have to cry, and if they don't cry, you're not yet to the hesped. When Rav was looking for covered, what would Rav have from the fact that they're crying? He's in the oilam emes, he needs them to cry. Well, the pshat is like this. The pasuk says in Daniel, Umatzdike harabim kekechovim la'olam voed. The schus of Matzdike Rabim is la'olam voed, eternal. And the Gemara says, Elu melamde tinoikus. The schus of melamde tinoikus, those who teach Torah, is kekechovim la'olam voed. And Rabbi Yisrael Peterburg in Kaychaya asked the question. He says, every mitzvah is nitzchias. If someone puts on tefillin, wears tzitzis, shakes the lulav, every mitzvah is nitzchias. Mike, what's in the chiddush? Umatzdike harabim kekechovim la'olam voed, elu melamde tinoikus. Well, I've seen a pshat from Yaakov Naiman Zechein Roch Daki Musa. He says the pshat is like this. Person does a mitzvah, puts on tefillin. So he put on tefillin. That, the schus for that mitzvah is a nimshach. He's got the, it's a nitzchus dikas schus. The scha is nitzchus. But melam de tenekus, those who lay down the yesoidus of a person's learning, and when he learns and he continues to learn, it's all mikayach, that original learning. His mitzvah grows, the mitzvah itself continues, not just the schus. The schus for the mitzvah is one thing, but the mitzvah itself says, Matzdike harabim kekechovim la'olam voed. The schus of the mitzvah itself multiplies and trebles and quadruples, because it's all the learning which is done is based on the girsa diyankisa which they had for the lamde tenekus, is thus is kekechovim la'olam voed. If my father Zichron Levracha would be here, then I'm sure what he would say, because that's what he said at many occasions. He said it by the Chasnas, by Mishpachas Geli. He said it by the Sudas Preda in Yeshiva 31 years ago. He described the Mesiras Nefesh of Reb Zecharia for Torah. He came, as we heard, from Bergen-Belsen after the war. His father was Nifta shortly after the war from disease. And he came as a Yosem. His mother and his siblings weren't allowed into this country, I think, as far as I know. They went to Australia. But they wanted him to learn a year or two. And then it came to a turning point. They wanted him to come to join them in Australia. And all I know, I don't know what happened then. My father always described that the Mesias Nefesh, he was determined to stay, which meant that he didn't see his mother for 18 years. This is Mesias Nefesh beyond the scope of what we talk about Mesias Nefesh for Torah. This is just on a different planet, on a different level altogether. I think also, I was by the Shiva, and Harav David Refson, Hosan Gesund, the Rosh of Neve Yerushalayim, Moses Neve Yerushalayim in Yerushalayim, comes from Sunderland. And he said over a story from his father, Rabbi Abi Refson, was a Gevir, Bal Stocker, lived in Sunderland. And he said, his father told him. The baby Refson was speaking with my father, and he must have met Reb Zecharia as a bracha at that time. He said, he's a very good boy. So my father said, he's a good boy? It's Osid L'Gdula. Because I'm sure that was based on what my father saw. Then he had been only a year or two in yeshiva, based on the Mesias Nefesh, which he showed, as we heard, the Bikush, the Rotzen, Azam Mesias Nefesh, is osed legdula v'kachava. Rav said, "Achim li behespedoi the hosam kaimna." Before she explained, the hosam kaimna in the oilam emes, a person is an oimed; he can't increase his chusim. He's like, whatever he's achieved in this world, those what he's got, he can't increase it. I'm an oimed. He said, not because I need it, not because I need them to cry. Because if they get emotional and they cry and they think about who I was and they learn from my ways, then he won't be an oimed, he'll be a mahalach. That's what Rav meant. So the first thing which we Talmidim have to remind ourselves is of his Mesias Nefesh for Torah. We didn't witness this ourselves. That's what we've heard. Then what it means to do to give away from oneself for the sake of Torah, for the sake of the Bnei Shleilom. And Bemis Rashi actually says, Achim li behespe dohosam ka'imna. Rashi is a different shat. Hosam ka'imna, says Rashi, means Rav said, because I will be standing there. Hosam ka'imna. Not Hosam Kimna, I'm an oimed and oilam emes, the other pshat. There I will be standing there. But I think the two things fit together. That in order to be ma'ira oneself, to learn, remind oneself of what one learned, what one had from the Rebbe, one should see Ki'ilu the Balashmur standing there. Hosam ka'imna, I'm there. Picture, go back over 40 years. Let's try and paint a picture of what we learned and what we had from our Rebbe. One thing he always used to say, many times I heard from him, he said, he heard or he saw from printer from Abramsky Zechayin Levracha. Abramsky said, what's the difference when someone goes in to a Bismedrish and people are learning and he gets heated on Meshlok Zechayin Led and on Rizcha Deraisa? And Lahavdla Elef Havdolos, you go into a university and the professors are discussing a mathematical theory. No one gets excited. You don't agree. If someone doesn't agree with my Pshat and Tosfos, Shai Gavald, what do you mean, Pshat and Tosfos? It's an afkamina. So Abramsky said, Poshet. Because Kihem Chayenu, Vayrech Yomenu, Vasein Chakenu, Vasein Yosechon. Thus is 11. That's what it's all about. Where everything else is garnished. This is what he always used to say. And this is what we saw by him. With the rischa deraisa kaidem kol, the rischa deraisa, the ufgekocht kaiten lernen, the boiling and learning. I remember once, ben azmanim, there was a minyan in the yeshiva, we used to daven in the shul, and after a drosh, yontov, whatever. So I remember he got really, rischa deraisa, I think it was my father actually, he got really very thing. So I heard one about a boss say to the other, they have to shout in the shul as well. That's how he was. And because Kihem Chayenu, it was Margala Bapume, what's written in the Hagdoma Kovit Sa'aris, it's brought down, the Reb Chaim used to say over from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim used to say, Mechadish Vayin Chidushim is nicht for uns. It's not for us to make Chidushim. Midav Vashtein Vashtate. We have to understand what's written. You have to understand what's written. To show covered for every word of Torah. It's a gemukshat of the Rishonim. Omel biyagir in the Rishonim. Not just like, you know, we say maybe nowadays we the reins, take the reins and say that. No, it's a gemukshat of the Rishonim. I remember seeing his Gemara. The Rabban Balamoyer, Mechamas Balamoyer. So now there's Oiz of Hodder Gemara, it's easier to learn. But in those days, it was all small print. And he would learn through a Ramban and Balamoy, every word of Balamoy, every kasha of Ramban, how underlinings, how is this kasha answer, how is that kasha answer. Thus is, as our Omel HaTorah used to say, as Miyoim Sha'ozwa, he used to quote, he used to echo, say over the words of the Igros Chaznish, Miyoim Sha'ozwa Limud HaMashah, Ozwa is Limud HaPshat HaPoshet. For the day people stopped learning Mashah properly, then they lost their understanding of Poshet Pshat. You know, it's Mashah, Nafsach Mukshat and Mashah. He'd see what he understand the Tosfos. B'yoyim sha'ozu limud ha-mashah, ozu is limud ha-pshat ha-poshet. But that's what he taught us. And I never even realized, because I tell the Bochum this as well, I never know where I get it from. And it only struck me, because he used to say it the whole time. It went into my bones, into my, and it comes out from me. And I thought I was saying it myself, and it wasn't. It came from him. He personified the message of the first Chazal in the Heintiger Parsha. Chazal say on the Pasuk, Nosei Esroish B'nei Gershon Gam Heim. Sheita Medrash, Ahu Dixiv, Yikoro Hi Mipninim, V'chol Chafotzecha Leyishvu Bo. Yikoro Hi Mipninim, the person, Nosei Esroish, count the members of B'nei Gershon from 30 to 50, those who are K'dud Avodah Zarah, Ahu Dixiv, Yikoro Hi Mipninim, V'chol Chafotzecha Leyishvu Bo. So the Veld says, you see, the Baalei HaMedrash was a week after Matan Torah, everything was Torah. But what's it got to do with the Pasuk? Take a Pasuk, and it's got to do with Vos HaShaychus. Now, remember, the Medrash continues, the Medrash itself explains. The Medrash says that, I don't remember the Loshon HaMedrash exactly, but the Loshon HaMedrash is that B'derech Klal, the Torah is, not B'derech Klal, always, the covered goes to the Bechori, the Bechori is always the first. And at the end of Parshat Bamidbar, it's Shit Nothe Yisroish B'nei Kos. And Nothe Yisroish B'nei Shon Gamheim. Why was the Torah makdim kahos to Gershon? So Sheita Medrash lefi shekahos hayom inoise ha'orin. The mishpacha in Levi. Levi was a shevet from Torah, but the creme de la creme of shevet Levi in Torah doesn't go in shevet. That doesn't go in kahos. They were the noise ha'orin. Nose is roish b'nei Gershon gamheim. Gershon klapi kahos is a gamheim because kahos ha'hu dechsev. That's what the Pasuk's learning us, teaching us. Ahu dechsev, from this Pasuk, from the Gamheim, Nosei Yisroish B'nei Gershon Gamheim, Ahu dechsev kol Yikara Ahim Yipninim B'chol Chafotzecha Lo Yishvu Ba. And that's what we saw by him. Yikara Ahim Yipninim, every word of Torah, every word of Erishin, Gemukshet, to understand and to give over. I went to visit, used to visit him time to time when I was in America. The last time I visited him was just over a year ago, a year and a half ago maybe. And unfortunately then he was already rather not well. He was not really responsive. And the Rebbe said we should speak. And no reaction whatsoever. Absolutely nothing. She said, tell him a vort. Tell him a vort. No reaction. I told him a vort. I could see on his face that the mouth, he couldn't move on. It broadened slightly by a millimeter, centimeter. It broadened into a semi-smile. So Yikara Himi Pninim, in that matzav, Yikara Himi Pninim B'chol Chafotzecha L'Gishvu Ba. Our Chayv, as Tamidim, I see the many Tamidim here, the Tamidim already from the first Chabura of his first Chabura in Yeshiva almost 50 years ago, maybe more than 50 years ago. Our chayv as tamidim, our duty as tamidim is what Rav said to Reb Shmuel by Achim li behes podoy de hosam keimna. We have to refresh our memories. We have to realize what we learned from him and follow his example. And then he will not be an oimed. He will be a mahalach. And this is the hakorat hatov which we can show him. He should be a melech yosha for the whole family, for the Rebbeson who I saw how, never mind all years, but how she stood by his side during the last few difficult years. It was amazing. And all the family, we should be zeichet to the day of Bila Hamavas La Nesach of Molach Hashem Elakim Mocha Hashem Elakim Dibum Al Kaponim and Neymar Omein.